Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football this morning. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. And today we have a very, very special topic. And boy, 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 I thought about this all day yesterday. It brings back a lot of memories. And boy, brings up a good conversation. And I'll be honest with you today, I hope we shock the world with this. Why is Florida State called Defensive Back University? The top of the clan. And I say I'm very blessed. God has blessed me with a gentleman who started this, who's behind this, DBU. Now, there's a lot of argument out there that LSU, Michigan, even Georgia. But we're talking about in 2022, right now at this moment, in May, Florida State is considered the defensive back university in the world as far as putting DBs in professional football. So, to my producer, Logan Landers, for making it happen this morning, thank you. But for further ado, who can support the argument? Perry Mason! Why is Florida State considered defensive back university number one? My man.
Well, you know, it started with this. We got to get the whole nation. We got to get the whole nation on board. One nation under a groove. Getting down with all the funky bits. There's no other school. And if you're not convinced, you should be convinced today.
My man. Go ahead, sir.
And this Vincent is not to take away from any of the great players at any of the other great universities out there. You know, there, a lot of people want to get in this argument. They always throw their school in there because they may have a handful, or they may have some guys right now, right?
Yes, sir.
So, but when you start talking about DB University. This is something that's don't happen in the last 5 years. This is something that's happened over history. And so there's a lot of teams from Texas. They want to claim it. LSU want to claim it. Ohio State want to claim it. Virginia Tech want to claim it. And our arch rival, the Miami Hurricanes, want to claim it. Like I say, has nothing to do in a negative way against any of you. You guys had a lot of great players. Some of you may have the best all-time players at one position in the secondary, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about DB University. And I love the song that we just started, One Nation Under Groove. I got to get all y'all under this thing. We got to get unified. Just go and speak the truth. So here we go. We're going to get started. And I'm going to try. Not to be long-winded, but this is a long-winded conversation. First and foremost, right? A lot of you who follow football now don't go back as far as I do. Some of you may start with prime time, Deion Sanders, who is the greatest cornerback, in my opinion, ever in the history of pro football and in college, right? And that's my opinion, not because of what I saw him do on the TV. I saw him up close and personal. We were roommates at the Atlanta Falcons. In my older years, Deion was a rookie in 1989, which was my ninth season. And I got a chance to play with that guy, roommate with him, got a chance to spend a lot of time with him, the greatest corner of all time, right? And we got some guys on this list, man, that that's so powerful. So let's just go back. Let's just go back to the beginning, and I'm going to try to speak this up as much as possible.
Take your time, brother. Take your time. You got all the time in the world.
We go back to when Florida State had just turned from an all-girls school. Yes, we used to be an all-girls school, and there's power in that because every male in the country wanted to go to Florida State because of the females. So y'all can say what y'all want to say. I claim my girls. And thank y'all for doing what you did in those years. But we're going to start with a guy who never played pro football, but he was a great college cornerback, played both ways, played quarterback, played cornerback in 1953 to 56. Now he's an American sports broadcaster, Vincent. You know, we know him as a football analyst for ESPN. And, you know, and what he did when he left school, he went into coaching right away. We're talking about the great Lee Corso. It begins back in 53, y'all. And I don't think Miami can talk about 1953. I don't think LSU or Texas can talk about 1953, right? Now, and then it comes to 1966 and 68. We had a great safety by the name of Walt Sumner, who played 7 years in the league with the Cleveland Browns. Great safety. Then we started at the end of the 60s, early 70s, when things truly changed. This young man was the first African-American to get on the field at FSU from Macon, Georgia, guy by the name of JT Thomas, who was a Pro Bowler with the Pittsburgh Steelers, won 4 Super Bowl rings. We're talking about DB University. He also had a teammate at Florida State that came out the same year with him, named Eddie McMillan, who was a 4th-round draft choice of the Seattle Seahawks from Tampa, Florida. Eddie was smooth, y'all. Eddie was smooth. I call him killer, you know, because he had great feet, right? And y'all know how I like to think about cornerbacks with great feet. Eddie was smooth. He had a 6-year career, played with the Rams, the Seahawks, and the Bills. And then we get down to a guy who I got to know. Because when I came in the league in 1981, he was a true veteran, all-pro safety for the St. Louis Cardinals. A lot of people don't know about this man, but he had a 10-year career with the St. Louis Cardinals, guy by the name of Lee Nelson. Great safety in the National Football League. Then there's another guy that I played with, smart, intelligent, 4'3", 40 out of Tampa, Florida, guy by the name of Nat Terry. We call him Blade. Played for the Detroit Lions. And then there was another guy, a corner, who at that time was the smoothest guy Vincent ever come out of Florida State. Guy by the name of Gary Wolford, played with the New York Giants. Smooth. They called him smooth. He was fundamentally sound. And then the young man that I played with, who showed me the way, 5'9", on a good day, 185 pounds. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, one of the most explosive cornerbacks of all time, played 8 years for the New York Jets, all pro, Mr. Bobby Jackson. He was a senior my freshman year, showed me the ropes, taught me how to do it. And then, of course, I came out first round in 1981, followed by a guy who backed me up. Now, I want y'all to listen to this. Here's a guy who was never, he started one game because I was hurt my sophomore year from Miami. Big guy, 6'2", 200 pounds, 4'3", 40, you know, but he was my backup. And he ended up getting a trial with the Detroit Lions and was a mainstay. He was a starter for the Lions, young man by the name of Hector Gray. Then we had Harvey Clayton play for the Steelers. Then we had Martin Mayhew, who was drafted by the Buffalo Bills. And after he played with the Bills for a year, he ended up with the Washington Redskins, right? Played had a 10-year career with the Redskins and Tampa Bay. Martin Mayhew, cornerback. out of Florida High, right there in Tallahassee. Martin Mayhew became the general manager of the Lions in 2008 to 2015. And now he's the general manager for the Washington Commanders right now. So we're talking about great NFL right here. And then we have the one. They call him Prime Time. Some people call him Neon Dion. Came out first round pick in 1981. You know, y'all know his story. I don't have to go into it. He's the NFL Hall of Famer. Followed by another young man who played with Dion named Leroy Butler, who was getting ready to be inducted in the NFL Hall of Fame this summer. Green Bay Packer great. Played corner and safety at Florida State. So he can do it all, y'all. He's going to be an NFL Hall of Famer this summer. After, and who also played along with those guys, a guy by the name of Dedrick Dodge. A lot of people don't remember Dedrick Dodge, Benson. Dedrick played for the 49ers. He was a Super Bowl ring winner. He was Super Bowl champ. You know, played 8 years for the 49ers. And then we have the one who's the next guy to go in the NFL, NFL Hall of Famer. Now, he's going to go in a little later because a lot of people don't see him that way. But I'm telling you, his numbers say different. He's the only man in NFL history. He's a first-round draft choice by the Green Bay Packers, by the way. He's the only man, DB, in NFL history with 50 interceptions who's not in the NFL Hall of Fame. So he's the next guy up, my man, Mr. Terrell Buckley from Pascagoula, Mississippi. He one of your boys, Vincent. And so we had him, and right behind him, we had a young man named Clifton Abraham out of Texas. And Clifton Abraham was no joke, y'all. Clifton Abraham was one of the best cornerbacks to come out of FSU. Then we have Devin Bush Sr., first round pick of the Atlanta Falcons in 1992. Hey, listen, man, had they started Devin Bush in the Super Bowl against Denver back in the first Super Bowl that the Falcons played in, it might be a different story today. It was a very controversial event that happened the night before the game. And I thought they should have started Devin. He would have turned the mother out. I'm telling you right now, he was from Miami. He was born for that. So anyway, the great Devin Bush. And then we had the dog. See, a lot of the cornerbacks, Vincent. See, one thing about FSU corners, there's a few things we possess. And here's what we possess. Speed. Footwork. We lay hands on people at the line. That's a given. We don't bail, Vincent. We lay hands. Every DB corner that come out of FSU gonna lay hands on you. I'm telling you right now. It's just what we do, right? And Vincent, a lot of us were quarterbacks in high school. We were white-collar football players in high school. And what that means, ladies and gentlemen, that when we were in high school, you couldn't hit us in practice. We were special. That's most cornerbacks that come out of FSU. But this one right here was a dog. He was a blue-collar player from the time he was a little kid. His name is Corey Fuller from Ricketts High School in Tallahassee. He's on the Florida State staff right now. 10-year veteran for the Minnesota Vikings, Baltimore Ravens. He was that dog in the room. He was that Mel Blunt in the room. He was that Ronnie Lott in the room. He was all at that corner. He was that dog, the great Corey Fuller. And then, Vincent, we had another Corey. They had the same time, who played 10 years in the NFL, played for the Cincinnati Bengals. Corey Sawyer from Key West, Florida, special cornerback, Cincinnati Bengals. And then we had another little dog. His name is Tay Cody. See, a lot of y'all have forgot about these guys. A lot of y'all forgot about them. But guess what? We ain't forgot about them. We ain't forgot about them because they're history makers at FSU. Tay Cody played in the league, played for the San Diego Chargers. And then we had another guy. I'll never forget, Vincent. I went to an FSU game. I went there to see Miami and Florida State play. It was the day before we played the Vikings in Atlanta. I chartered a plane, me and some players. We flew down from Atlanta down to Dope Camel to see this great game against number two Miami and number one FSU. There was a lot of NFL ball players on the field that day. But when I saw this young man in warm-up, see, Vincent, it don't take much for me to evaluate somebody. I looked at him warm-up, and I turned to one of my old FSU teammates, the great safety named Monk Bonasar. And I say, Monk, who is that guy number two right there? He said, oh, that's that Samari Rowe. Samari Rowe was drafted in the second round in 1998, y'all. He played 12 years in the league. He wasn't nothing but an all-pro in the National Football League. He wasn't nobody special. He just an all-pro. That's all he was, right? And then we had Chevin Smith to come after him. Dexter Jackson came after Chevin. Dexter Jackson, if y'all don't remember, was the MVP of the Super Bowl. MVP when Tampa won their first Super Bowl. I'm just telling you, safety at Florida State had a 10-year career. And then we had another Pro Bowler come in right after him, guy named Chris Hope. Y'all don't forget about Chris Hope. People don't forget about Chris Hope, Vincent. 12 years in the NFL. A perennial Pro Bowler. A lot of people don't talk about him when they talk about the greatest to come out of FSU. Chris Hope was one of them guys. Then we had Mario Edwards Sr. to follow him. Mario Edwards Sr. was a big, tall corner. Look, hey Vincent, he looked like the guy who changed the game. And because he changed the game, we're talking about Mr. Mel Blount. Guys like me became a commodity in the league. Because he wouldn't let guys off the line scream. He just beat them down. Mario Edwards looked like that. Dallas Cowboys. That's why Vincent knows him, because he's a Cowboys fan. And then we had a young man in 2001 who was a first-round pick. A lot of people don't talk about him. His name is Derek Gibson. Was drafted by the Raiders in 2001. Derek Gibson, followed by Jerome Carter, Rams and Cowboys, followed by, now this guy right here is another dog in the room. Now, like I say, you know, Samari Rowe had great feet. Y'all heard me talk about him, right? You know, we talk about Mario Edwards. He was a great press corner, right? But this guy right here, drafted in the second round by the Steelers, in 2005, his name is Brian McFadden. A lot of y'all don't remember Brian McFadden, but I do, because he was a dog, played for the Steelers, had a great NFL career. Then we had B.J. Ward. And then in 2010, we were going in a high different direction, Vincent. We start recruiting those guys who were intelligent, guys who were smarter than smart. This guy right here played at Florida State. He's All-American safety. We got a nickname for him. His nickname was Doc. He was a Rhodes Scholar, neurosurgeon resident, was drafted by the Tennessee Titans. Before he said, okay, I can't damage my hands because my long-term goal is to be a neurosurgeon. And that was a great Myron Rowe. Y'all forgot about Myron Rowe. And then Pat Watkins came. And then we had one, Vincent, who was a monster in the room, got drafted in 2006. Vincent, this young man, 6'3".
Yes, sir.
200 pounds.
Yes, sir.
He's from Tallahassee, played at Lincoln High School, four-time Pro Bowler, right? Tied the NFL longest touchdown return, 109 yards. He's in a category all by himself because nobody looked like him. 11-year career. I'm talking about Antonio Cromartie. Yes, he went to FSU. Y'all forgot. All y'all talking about Texas, LSU. Y'all forgot these names I'm talking about today. And then we had one named Tony Carter. He was like me. He was light in the draws. But he could play. He could find out play. Tony played 8 years in the National Football League. And then we had another dog came out of there from Quincy, Florida. That's where my folks from. On my maternal side, my mama. They're from Quincy, Florida. A guy by the name of Leroy Smith, who played for the Bears and the Falcons, right? So we had all those guys. We had all those guys. And you know what? It's amazing. When we talk about them, it's not over. Because now we're going into this new generation. All in what I just mentioned, that's all old school right there. Now we're going into the guys who are actively playing today. And it started out with the All-American, who's a three-time Pro Bowler and probably going to be a Pro Bowler again before it's over with, Mr. Xavier Rhodes, first-round pick of the Minnesota Vikings in 2013. And now he's with the Indianapolis Colts, Xavier Rhodes. And then we got this guy. Oh, he's special, Vincent. Vincent, he's special. His name is Patrick Robinson. Y'all know about Patrick Robinson, right? Super Bowl champ, first round pick in 2010, played for the Saints, Chargers, Colts, Eagles, and now he's back with the Saints. Listen, man. Listen. I know this is kind of long-winded. I'm trying my best to get through with it.
Then keep going, brother. Huh? Keep going.
We had a young man, 2014, third round pick, safety for the Baltimore Ravens named Terrence Brooks. Y'all forgot about Terrence Brooks, third round pick. Baltimore Ravens, Eagles, Jets, Patriots. And then we had Mike Harris. And then we had this guy who came out. Now, at Florida State, he played every position. He played safety. He played corner. He played nickel. He played dime. So, in other words, the more you can do. This guy, by the way, was drafted in the second round in 2014 by the Rams. His name is LaMarcus Joyner. FSU, y'all. Hey, listen, y'all. We still on FSU. We're talking about DB University here. And then, 2 years later, we had the guy who some think to this day is the best corner in the National Football League. Four-time Pro Bowler, All-Pro. Like I say, arguably the best corner in the National Football League today. First round pick in 2016 NFL draft by the Jacksonville Jaguars, Mr. Jalen Ramsey. FSU, by the way, Mississippi born. Then right right after him, or during the same time, let's say this, we had a guy who was a defensive MVP of the 2014 BCS championship game, drafted in the third round by the Saints, Mr. PJ Williams. Have y'all forgot about PJ? PJ was a special player. Then, listen, I'm sorry, y'all, but I just got to make a point. Then right after him, we had another Super Bowl champ, second round pick in 2015, Super Bowl champ, Philadelphia Eagles, Mr. Ronald Darby. Don't forget about Ronald Darby from Miami, right? And then we got another guy who came out in 2018. Now, I want y'all to listen to this now. This guy can arguably be the best safety in the NFL right now. Oh, y'all forgot about him. Y'all forgot about him. Drafted first round, 2018 by the Chargers, Mr. Derwin James. Hold on now. We ain't finished. See, some of y'all done gave out of players by now. That's why we DB University. So we still going on. And then we had Javion Elliott to come out. Then we had Tavares McFadden to come out. And then we had this guy, Marcus White, to come out, Cowboy fan. Then we had Trey Marshall to come out. And then we got another young man who's playing with the Los Angeles Chargers alongside Derwin James, who I think is just a matter of time before he checked the All-Pro box. His daddy was a great NFL player. His daddy, Asante Samuel Sr. Now, we're talking about Asante Samuel Jr., who was drafted in 2018 in the second round by the LA Chargers. He's making noise. He's making noise. Coupled with Derwin James in that secondary. Hey, listen, y'all. We got a lot of great DBs to come out of FSU. And here's the thing. We're not finished yet. I'm just telling y'all, the team is down. You know, we're trying to get a step back in the national headlights. We're trying to get back in that groove. But one thing ain't changed. DB Universe is still going strong. And it ain't going to change. And let me say this. I got to say this, Vince. So people say, why? Why? Here's what we have going for us. We can recruit any DB in the state of Florida from Miami. Well, let's say to Key West, because Corey Sawyer is from where? Key West. And if y'all don't know this, Key West is like 2.5 hours, almost 3 hours south of Miami. So Key West is almost like an island on itself. That's in America, right? So we recruited Corey Sawyer out of Key West. We recruit people all up Miami-Dade County, Broward County, Brian McFadden, all those guys, Devin Bush out of Miami, right? Harvey Clayton out of Miami. Uh-huh. And so we got all those guys. We can recruit Miami. We recruit Broward County. We recruit Dade County. We recruit Palm Beach County. That's where I came out of course. And then we recruit all over the state of Florida. Tampa. A lot of these DBs I call are from Tampa. Some of them are from little hidden places in Florida, like Palatka. Y'all don't know about Plant City. All them little hidden spots, football towns, right? And then we got another power going for us. We can recruit the whole state of Florida. But we recruit South Georgia, Valdosta, Cairo, Georgia. We recruit Alabama, South Alabama. Jameis Winston from Alabama, y'all. He didn't roll tide. He didn't roll tide. That's what he did. And then we get Mississippi. Jalen Ramsey is from Mississippi. Terrell Buckley, the next NFL Hall of Famer, is from Mississippi. So we can recruit all the southern states, all in that corridor. In that quarter right there, talking about Pensacola, talking about all that round there, right? And so, guys, we do a great job there. And so, ladies and gentlemen, that's why we are considered DB University, because of the history that go back before most of you guys were born, that's still going on fresh today. Vincent, I rest my case. I wish I had my gavel. Knock my gavel down. I rest my case.
Brother, I've been knowing you for a good 2.5 years. And all the videos we did here on 100 Yards Football, I would clearly say this is the best one you did that I've enjoyed.
Awesome.
And I know people, once they see this video, you have shocked the world. There's going to be some copycats out there that's going to come behind and put their case.
Right.
But the reason I chose this topic today, because I know your heart, your soul, your lifeblood, and this is what bonds you into this great game of football. Defensive back university at Florida State. Now, when I think about Florida State and DBU, right quick, is that I look at the coaches that came along. Mickey Andrews.
Yes, sir.
Mark Stoops, Jeremy Pruitt, Charles Kelly, Jack Stanton. Now, that was some heavy hitters.
Yes, sir.
Then this is what clarifies me with Florida State. Quantity, quality, longevity. Absolutely. I don't have to say no more.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Quantity, quality, longevity. Final words, my brother, about the great Florida State. And as today, we're going to proclaim Florida State as defensive back university.
Well, you know, I'm proud of my university. First and foremost, I think, you know, even where we are now, I'm still proud at the process that's going on in Tallahassee right now. I think Coach Norvell is the guy in charge to get it done, right? I pray that the people at Florida State have patience and give them time to get it done, right? We can't be flipping coaches every other year. You know, I think this guy, he's proven himself. Now we got to give him time to prove himself in Tallahassee. And the glory will come back. But with what we've done in the history of our school, you can't deny our school history when it comes to this great game of football. You can't deny our accomplishments as a team. You can't deny our accomplishments as far as DB University. I mean, the proof is in the pudding, right? And so it's factual. We have evidence and to back that claim up. And so it is what it is. And I'm so thankful to be a part of it.
Special thanks to our producer, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen today. It's been a lot of great videos that I've been a part of, that I've done, that I've seen since I've been here in the great city, Metro Atlanta, Georgia, since October 1996. But you know what? That's why I love the game of football, because I know everybody right now wants to be in the moment with Georgia, with Alabama. But man, the game is really, really about the 60s, about the 70s, and about the 80s. All these great players, man, they need their story told too. Sure. From this young man in front of them, because they are what college football is about. I'm sorry. That's where it started. And the thing about Florida State, the only thing I can say is like the great Freddie Mercury, lead singer of Queen. We will rock you. We will rock you, Florida State.
That's right.
I don't have no argument. As much as I want to go against him, he got me today. And everybody watching 100 Yards of Football, because Florida State, they've put out some great defensive backs, man.
Yes, sir.
And look at the longevity from this young man here, first round pick in 81, to now, it's no argument. Jalen Ramsey is the best corner in the game.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video, please be blessed. Tell 100 Yards Football. We should appreciate you. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of the week. Many blessings.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football, Sports, Talk, Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.